Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today, we're looking at an article every Strata Committee member in New South Wales should probably read before their next meeting.
What's it called?
Good Strata Governance, Avoiding the Common Mistakes. The central point is that most Strata problems are not bad luck.
They build up quietly.
Exactly. A meeting where nobody wrote down what was decided, a fund left a little too lean, a bylaw breach that got ignored. Each one is small on its own, but together they turn a calm scheme into a stressed one, with surprise bills and angry owners.
And that's mostly avoidable?
Almost entirely. Good governance is a handful of sensible habits applied consistently. So let's go through the common mistakes. The first one, and the article calls it the single most common failing, is poor record keeping.
What does that look like in practice?
Decisions made in conversation, votes not recorded, correspondence lost, financial records patchy. It feels harmless at the time.
But it isn't.
Records protect the committee. If an owner challenges a decision or a matter ends up at NCAT, the NSW Civil and Administrative Tribunal, the committee that can show clear minutes, recorded votes, and proper accounts is in a strong position. The one that can't is exposed.
So this is actual legal protection, not just being tidy with paperwork.
Right. And there's a closely related mistake, vague decisions. The committee agrees to look into something or approves repairs without saying which repairs, at what budget, or who's authorized to act. Months later, nobody's sure what was decided.
And the work either stalls or runs over.
Both happen. The fix is straightforward. Make every decision specific. What is being approved, how much it can cost, who carries it out, by when. Write it in the minutes the way you'd want to read it back in a year.
That's a good test. Would I understand this decision in 12 months?
If the answer's no, it's not specific enough. Now, the mistake that costs owners the most money, neglecting the Capital Works Fund.
That's the old sinking fund, isn't it?
Yes, now called the Capital Works Fund in NSW. It saves for major long-term work, repainting, roof replacement, lift upgrades, waterproofing. When a committee keeps levies artificially low to keep owners happy, the fund runs short.
And then a big job falls due.
And the money isn't there. Every owner gets hit with a large special levy at once. The article's framing is useful here. Funding maintenance properly is a kindness to owners, even if it raises levies a little now. Steady saving avoids the nasty surprises.
A lump sum is always more painful than a small ongoing levy.
Every time. Next, bylaw breaches. And the issue isn't just ignoring them, it's inconsistent enforcement.
Letting it slide for one owner but not another.
Which is one of the fastest routes to a dispute, and it's hard to defend. Apply bylaws consistently, follow the proper process, and where a breach can't be resolved, it may need to go to NCAT.
What about conflicts of interest? I feel like that one doesn't get talked about enough in Strata.
It's in the article, and the point is that conflicts of interest are normal. The problem is hiding them. A committee member with a personal interest in a decision, say a contract that would go to their own business or a relative, should declare it and step back, not push it through.
Declare it, record it, let the rest of the committee decide without you.
That's it. The Strata Schemes Management Act 2015 sets expectations around acting in the scheme's interest. NSW Fair Trading can help if you're unsure how a specific situation should be handled.
And the last mistake is treating disputes as personal.
Strata brings neighbors into shared decisions about money and property, so friction is going to happen. The committees that handle it well keep things process-driven, follow the rules, keep the records, use the right channels.
NSW Fair Trading for guidance and mediation, NCAT for the bigger calls.
A committee that stays calm and procedural almost always comes out better than one that lets a disagreement turn personal.
So what's the one thing a listener should actually do after hearing this?
Pull out your last set of minutes. Are the decisions specific? What, how much, who, by when? If they're vague, that's the first thing to fix.
Simple and practical. Where do people find the full article?
On the Archer Institute blog. It goes deeper on each of these, with links through to their guides on the Capital Works Fund and how bylaws work in NSW.
And for anyone who wants proper training on all of this?
Archer Institute offers Strata Member CPD for committee members and lot owners in New South Wales. It's online and self-paced, covering duties, funds, bylaws, and meeting process. Nationally recognized training with real Australian-based support. You can call them on 1-800-069-273.
A good place to start, especially if you're new to the role.
It is. Thanks for listening.